chapter 2, verse 15.
1 Jean 2, verset 15.
Have
us say amen.
And it reads, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
N'aimez point le monde ni les choses qui sont dans le monde. Si quelqu'un aime le monde, l'amour du Père n'est point dans lui. Car tout ce qui est dans le monde, la convoitise de la chair, la convoitise des yeux et l'orgueil de la vie, ne vient point du Père, mais vient du monde. Et le monde passe et sa convoitise aussi, mais celui qui fait la volonté de Dieu demeure éternellement.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 12.
Vire avec moi dans Romains 12.
We're going to read from verse 1 to and verse 2.
N'a pli verset 1 et 2.
I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Je vous exhorte donc, frères, par les compassions de Dieu, à offrir vos corps comme un sacrifice vivant, saint, agréable à Dieu, ce qui sera de votre part un culte raisonnable. Ne vous conformez pas au siècle présent, mais soyez transformés par le renouvellement de l'intelligence, afin que vous discerniez quelle est la volonté de Dieu, ce qui est bon, agréable et parfait.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your presence that's in the room. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness that is better than life itself. Now, God, remove every distraction. Remove every obstacle. Remove every situation that may try to contend with your glory. Father God, we declare that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that has the nerve to rise up against us in judgment, we decree it not. We silence the words of the witch. We silence the words of the soothsayer. We silence the words of the warlock now. We come against every demonic activity that may try to hinder the move of God in this place. We plead the blood. Let your blood, the blood of Jesus, begin to prevail in this place. Saturate this place with your anointing. Saturate this place with your power. For you said in your word, oh God, that is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Move by your spirit in this place. For that, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Now, God, hide me behind the foot of the cross now. Let me speak, oh God, with precision of speech, oh God. Let me hear, oh God, clarity, oh God. Let me hear your voice like none other, Father. Let me see you as you have created me to see, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we will not be able to give you praise, oh God. We will not neglect to give your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I understand that the theme of today is not of this world, correct?
Voulez comprendre que thème matin c'est pas dans ce monde, pas de ce monde.
We understand as believers, as a body of Christ, that we have come to this place, that we do not belong to the things of this world. We do not belong. We don't take residence to the world.
En tant que corps de Christ, nous pas prend résidence, nous pas prend habitation nous dans monde ça.
There is a separation between the world and us. There should be a separation between the world and us.
Ta doit y avoir une séparation entre le monde avec nous.
When I look at a believer, when I look at a Christian, I should be able to tell that you are that who say you are.
L'homme garde un chrétien, ta doit dire soyez, soit professer que.
The words of your mouth, the way that you dress, the way that you speak, the way you conduct yourself should say that I am a child of God.
Ça que vous dites à bouche, façon que vous habillez, ça doit dire que c'est petit bon Dieu.
When I go to your school, when I'm at your home, all the things that you do should dictate that you are a child of God.
Et tout ça fait la carte, ça doit dire que c'est petit bon Dieu.
We come into the house, we know how to conduct ourselves as church goers. We know how to conduct ourselves as believers. believers, but do we really have what it takes to become a believer?
Alors, nous venons à l'église, nous connaissons comment pour nous comporter, nous, en tant que chrétiens, mais est-ce que nous gagnons l'essentiel, ça, aux chrétiens, nous gagnons?
I know what song to sing, I know what prayer to pray, I know what scripture to read, but am I really a child of God? Because I understand that because the greater one is in me, that means that he has put a light that separates me from the darkness.
Amen. Amen.
So when I walk into a room, I should be able to transform the very essence of that room because of the light of God that's in me.
Et le rentrer dans chambre ça doit transformer chambre ça à cause lumière que bon Dieu met dans moi.
The Bible says greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Parce que Bible en fait me connaît un sac dans moi plus grand parce que sac dans monde là.
And because he's great in me, there's a light in me that begins to attract the very darkness to expel itself out of the room.
Et à cause de ça qui dans moi si tellement grand lumière ça lui chasse toute ténèbres qui autour moi.
But the question is, are you really who you say you are?
La question est, est-ce que ou c'est ça ou dit, yeah?
If I were to put a name tag on your shirt and it said, hello, my name is, what would that name tag say this morning?
Si m'da mette yon étiquette sous chemise ou saltab dit.
Who do you identify yourself with?
A qui est-ce ou identifié ou?
Who do men say that you are?
Qui est-ce l'autre monde dit que ou yeah?
When people watch your actions and people watch the way you speak, who do men say that you are?
Le monde a regardé action, qui est-ce que ou dit ou yeah?
Romans 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice. That means that my life is a sacrifice.
Ça nous fait que dans Romains 12 qui dit que nous devons présenter quoi nous comme un sacrifice vivant.
The things that everybody do, the sacrifices I cannot do.
Ça tout le monde fait sacrifice là, bad we fell.
I can't drink like I want to drink. I can't go to the party like I want to party. I can't sleep around like I want to sleep around because he's called me to greater things and he made me a sacrifice.
Bah ka boire même j'aime ta vle boire, bah ka aller en fête même j'aime ta doit aller en fête, bah ka coucher j'aime ta doit coucher. Parce que sacré le nan et puis grand et sacrifice me doit faire c'est pour me séparer de toute bagaille ça.
There's greater inside of me. There's greater. There's purpose on the inside of me.
Parce que gain grandeur gain nan en dedans moi.
He's called me to be a living sacrifice and called me to be holy. Listen, all things cannot dwell in the midst of a holy presence of the holy presence of God. Because I am holy, there is a mandate for me to live a particular way. I can't live like everybody else lives because I've been separated as holy. I can't talk like everybody else talks because I've been separated as holy. The Bible says like this, touch not the unclean thing. There's a clean and there's an unclean. Which one are you?
Parce que la Bible dit qu'il y a un bagage qui est saint, qu'il y a un qui pas saint, mais qui est-ce qu'il y a?
But he commanded us to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Et li pas nous direction pour ne pas conformer nous avec siècle, mais pour nous transformer.
It's easy for us to be conformed if we belong to a particular thing. Now the problem is that we need to be transformed.
Problème là c'est que nous devons transformer.
How do I become transformed?
Comment me dois transformer?
By renewing my mind.
Par le renouvellement de l'intelligence.
How do I renew my mind?
Comment me renouveler intelligence?
By staying in the Word of God. It is the transforming power of the Word of God that renews my mind. But the problem with us is that we only open the Word on a Sunday morning. And the problem is we're in a place that now, instead of a marriage or relationship with God, we're here dating God.
Au lieu que nous marier, bon Dieu, nous plutôt à courtiser.
Now I'm in a dating position with God. How do I know that you're dating God? All you do is ask for his hand and not his presence. All you ask is, I want. Give me. What else can you do for me today? But a true relationship does not desire the things that you can do for me, but I just simply desire to be with you. There's a difference between a churchgoer and a Christian. The churchgoer will come into church, will know the songs, will know the prayer, will even know what's being written in the word. But there's no power when they open their mouth. But the Christian walks in power. But the Christian walks in authority. They understand that it's the relationship that transforms lives. How do I know the difference between a Christian and a churchgoer? The Christian loves. The I pause right there. Let that marinate a little bit. The problem with us is we know not love. It is love that transforms. It is love that saved you. For God so loved the world that he gave. When I'm in a relationship with someone, it does not hinder me just to give because I love you. How much greater is the love of God for us? That when I enter into a real relationship with him, he gives just to make him happy. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to talk back to me. Amen.
Amen.
So we understand, let's go back a little bit, that what separates them from us? What separates the world from the church? And that is love. Amen?
Amen.
Transform is a metaphor, another word for metamorphosis. It's a process.
Transformation, ça, c'est une métamorphose qui un process.
It's a change for the better.
C'est un changement pour le meilleur.
So what does that mean? Every time I read my word, it's a change that is happening.
Chaque fois je lis Bible, moi, c'est un changement qu'a fait.
And as I become transformed, I become a transformer. But with all that transformation, if you have not love, it is null and void. It cancels out.
Toute transformation, ça, sous pas gen l'amour, li pa afle di an yen.
It makes no sense for me to say that I love you, but talk about you when you leave the room. It makes no sense for me to tell you that I love you and stab you in the back when you do wrong to me. We say that we love each other, but love has an action. Love is what love does. He said it like this: you will know them by their fruit, and that fruit is what? You will know that they believe in me by what they do, by what they fruit, what the fruit they produce. You will know them by the love they have for one another. It is love that saved you. It is love that delivered you. It's the love of God that kept you in your right mind. Does anybody know about the love of Christ for you? Y'all quiet. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Am I the only one that's in love in this place? Listen. When you know when somebody's in love because their actions begin to change. You know, they begin to separate themselves. They used to be around a lot of people, but all of a sudden, you can't see them. I guess I'm the only person that's been in love in this place. Because y'all looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Listen, this is nothing deep. This is nothing just like, oh my God, you have to be 45 years old to know what love is. Listen! Y'all want to act funny this morning? Y'all acting brand new. acting like y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Nous proposons pas comme ça m'a dit.
Has anybody been in love?
Est-ce que quelqu'un qui en nous qui tombé d'amour?
Parents, turn your face this way.
Parents, pas regarder timon.
But y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
What nous comme ça m'a dit.
Love begins to transform inside of you.
L'amour commence à faire transformation en dedans.
To the point where the transformation begins to change your outer appearance.
À un point tel que dehors, extérieur commence à montrer, refléter transformation ça.
You ever seen a couple together for 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years, and they begin to look like each other?
Regardez un couple de 6 mois, 12 mois, 18 mois, ils commencent à sembler une l'autre.
They began to speak like each other.
Ils ont commencé à parler même gens une l'autre.
They began to finish each other's sentences.
Ils ont complété sentences une l'autre.
How much so the love of God with us?
Et combien plus que l'amour bon Dieu pour nous?
Because when I'm in relationship with God,
l'homme en relation avec bon Dieu,
he begins to change my walk.
Il commence à changer façon marcher.
He begins to change the way I look.
Il commence à changer façon
He began to change the way I speak.
Il changer comment me parler.
So that when I speak,
l'homme parler,
you will hear his voice.
Ou entendre voix parle.
When I begin to lay hands on people, you see transformation.
Les mettre main sur mon ouais transformation.
When I begin to praise, you see him and not me.
Les ma bal gloire ouais ou pas ouais.
When you are in a relationship, something happens.
Lors d'une relation, qu'on bagaille qui fait.
The question is, how deep is your relationship?
Question en qui profondeur relation?
Are you a stranger in your own relationship?
Est-ce que c'est étranger dans propre relation?
Does he know you like you know him?
Est-ce qu'il connaît en même gens ou déclare connait?
Do you know him like he knows you?
Est-ce qu'il connaît Jean que le connaît?
The Bible says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you.
La Bible dit si vous demeurez dans lui-même, il demeure dans vous-même.
Meaning, if you live in me, I will live in you.
Ça veut dire sous rete nan moi, rete nan ou.
Meaning if you draw closer to me, I will draw closer to you.
Sois approché près de moi, m'a approché près de moi.
So after a while, two becomes one.
Après un temps, deux a vini un seul.
And that is where we strive to become. We need to become two becomes one.
Et c'est désir nous pour deux a vini un seul.
So they don't see God over here and me over here, but they see God when they walk in.
Yo ba wè bon Dieu là, yo wò là, yo dwe wè bon Dieu.
And when they see God, what they're going to see? Love.
And there where bon Dieu à travers y a pour l'amour.
You're not of this world, meaning what? I don't operate like they do. But the problem is we become strangers in our own relationship.
Problème dans nous vin étranger dans propre relation nous.
So that when you come in the house of God, you become a stranger. There's a problem in this day and age because there's strangers in the house of God.
De nos jours, nous gagnons pile étranger dans
You know the ways of church. You know how to conduct yourself, but you're still a stranger because you don't know him.
Ou quand façon l'église ou quand gens l'église opérer, mais on toujours un étranger parce que poko konnen.
Ask your neighbor, are you a stranger this morning?
Mon des voisins là, est-ce que c'est un étranger matin?
Are you a stranger this morning?
Est-ce que c'est un étranger matin?
Who do you belong to?
À qui est-ce que vous appartenez?
Because I understand that my relationship causes me to be transformed.
M'kwè ke relation mwen fè m transforme.
Love has no boundaries.
L'amour pa gen barrière.
Love has no obligations.
L'amour pa gen aucune obligation.
The only responsibility that he gives you as one to love is to love another.
Seule responsabilité ba ou c'est remè une l'autre.
Which brings me to another thought. Is the reason why you cannot love your neighbor because you don't know how to love yourself? Because the greatest commandment says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you don't love yourself, how could you love your neighbor? Think about it. If If you don't love yourself, how can you exhibit the same love to another? If you have not experienced the love of God for yourself, how can you translate that to another? It is the love of God that begins to transform your life. It's the love of God that begins to change the situations around you. When you say yes to God and accept Jesus in your life, there's a transformation that happens. The love of God begins to go into the deep parts of you and begins to clean out the very things that you're trying to hold on to. The love of God begins to wash out the very things that hurt you. So that when you come out of his presence, you are a new person. Behold, all things are made new and all things are passed away. Therefore, you are a new creation. A new creature. Where all those things that you held on to your past washes away.
You lave.
How does this happen?
Comment ça fait?
It's the love of God.
C'est l'amour bon Dieu.
How will you know them?
Comment ap konnen yo?
By their love for one another.
À cause amour yo montre yon pou l'autre.
How would you know that you are separated?
Comment ap fè konnen ke yo séparé?
It's by the love that you show one another.
C'est l'amour montre yon pou l'autre.
When everybody is gossiping and talking, you separate yourself because I love my brother and I love my sister. When everybody's talking against my leader, I separate myself. Because the love I have for him. Amen.
Amen.
Love changes things.
L'amour change bagay.
Love changes things.
L'amour change chose.
Love changes things.
L'amour change bagay.
Let that be in your spirit today. Love changes. Mettez ça dans
l'esprit, l'amour change.
It's nothing crazy.
C'est pas rien difficile.
It's nothing deep.
C'est pas rien profond.
But love changes.
L'amour change.
It's the love of God.
C'est l'amour bon Dieu
that saved your life.
Qui sauvé vie.
It's the love of God.
C'est l'amour bon Dieu
that saved your family.
Qui sauvé famille.
It's the love of God.
C'est l'amour bon Dieu
that brings you closer to him.
Qui mène plus près, plus proche lui.
Amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. We're done.
Nous finissons en camper sous pied.
It's one thing to experience love from another.
C'est une chose pour expérimenter l'amour.
But it's a whole other thing to experience the love of God.
Mais c'est un bagage totalement différent pour expérimenter l'amour bon Dieu.
If you want to know the love of God,
si vous voulez connaître l'amour bon Dieu,
it's simple.
Il est très facile.
All you have to do is ask him to come into your heart.
Ce soir, vous devez faire demander le pour le venir dans le cœur.
And establish a relationship.
Et établir une relation avec elle.
Because we know church.
Parce que nous connaissons l'église, nous venons à l'église.
We know how to get to church. We know how to do religion.
Religion.
But God is calling us into relationship.
Relation.
Religion is not going to make it. It's not going to give you the right to go into heaven.
Religion pas mener dans ciel.
But it's your relationship with God that's going to open the doors to heaven.
C'est relation avec bon Dieu qui a ouvert porte là pour.
You can live heaven on earth right now. All you need is a relationship with Christ. So if it's okay with you, I would like to introduce him to you. If you don't know him today is your day. If you want to experience love like none other, today is your day. Just say, come into my heart. And watch the transformation begin. Amen.
Amen.